Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It's the radio segment who loves seeing his family so much, he greets them with an open mouth kiss.
Oh, wow.
Grandma, did you have soft boiled eggs today?
Oh, my God. How could that have gotten worse? It just did.
It's Laser Stories.
That is so bad.
We're reading weird news stories around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other lump suckers just don't.
Don't say that.
This first laser story is out of Rohnert Park, California.
Please, take me there.
A guy went into a car wash the other night, put an empty bag of potato chips on the counter, and told the cashier to fill it with money.
He's robbing the place, I see.
And then the crook said he had a gun.
Oh.
But instead of gesturing to his waistband or his jacket pocket, he gestured at the empty bag instead.
Yeah.
Wait, so what?
It is a bag for money and also a gun.
Yeah.
Thrifty.
Okay.
The thing is, the cashier could tell the bag was clearly empty.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make sure he understood the request by clarifying, so you have a gun hidden in the empty chip bag in front of me? And apparently the crook seemed confused for a second.
Yeah.
But then just said confidently, yeah, don't look inside.
Oh.
It's a pretty big gun.
It has to be the size of the bag.
Yeah. They always say it's going to be big, and it never is.
Well, a few seconds later, the cashier looked inside, and nothing was there.
Dang it, I didn't think you'd look.
Yeah.
How did this plan not work?
Yeah.
Well, the guy took off, and then police showed up. Turns out he got lucky because security cameras weren't working at the time.
Oh, man.
So as the officers were wrapping up the investigation, to everyone's surprise, the guy came back.
Oh.
Because he forgot his empty potato chip bag.
No.
Hey.
He still wanted it.
I'm going to use this for more robberies later.
Yeah.
He was promptly arrested.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Big Top or Big Flop News.
Oh.
If you've missed the sights, smells, and tastes of the circus, there's mostly good news for you. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth, is coming back.
Oh, wait.
Yay.
I thought it was, like, done.
It was, but for better or for worse, not everything's going to be the same.
Okay.
The new show will not feature any live animals.
What? I was just going to say.
They got in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah, so no tigers,
okay,
no
good.
Elephants, okay. No monkeys, and as far as we can tell, there won't even be any horses.
Oh, wow. I got to say.
It's just a bunch of goldfish in the middle, just like, you're still whipping them.
I went to Barnum & Bailey's when I was little.
Oh, wow.
That's offensive.
Bro.
I got to say, it was amazing.
My
little mind was blown, and then when you grow up and you learn like the sad parts
like
of it, you're like,
And the Ringling Brothers Circus shut down a few years ago, mostly because ticket sales bottomed out. But they were also dealing with all that criticism that we were talking about the animal performers.
Yeah.
And so they were being pressured to drop them.
Damn, Daniel.
But SeaWorld, still going strong.
Yeah.
Well,
God, how?
Their revamped show is going to debut this fall. And in a promo video, they're highlighting the human performances, which include tightrope performers, acrobats, and stunt bike riders.
Cirque du Soleil does a great job.
Yeah.
You don't have to have animals.
And where are all the people that auditioned for America's Got Talent going to go?
Yeah,
you know, they need a place. They need a stage, and this is them.
You're right, Brooke.
As for all the animals, there's rumors of hologram elephants roaming the grounds.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would.
Cool.
And performers dressing up like pesky monkeys, ready to aggravate those clowns.
Now that would be funny.
Yeah.
It's going to be
different. You're not into it. I'm into it.
Yeah. I'm auditioning.
Different.
Give me a human monkey.
You tell us how it is, bro. This next laser story is out of Food News.
Yay! Yum.
Here's a weird food combo we didn't see coming.
Okay.
For National Pizza Party Day, Pepsi worked with the Culinary Institute of America and came up with Pepsi-infused pepperoni?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Pepperoni.
I'm not against it. We put Coke in our pulled pork when we make it.
Sounds weird to me, but they're calling it Pepsi-roni.
Wow. Hey, I already made it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
So here's a picture of it. They say that the Pepsi...
There's a Pepsi logo, like, etched into it.
How did they do that?
That's kind of cool. With a knife, Brooke.
They say the Pepsi adds a strange, quote, citrusy sweetness to it.
Sweet. Which is weird. I wouldn't call Pepsi citrus. Would anyone else?
No.
Yeah, no.
What happens in the meat process?
Some weird chemical reaction there, but that's a food mashup that's worth talking about. What about a popular food spinoff? Because Hot Pockets just announced they're going to start selling...
Cold Pockets.
Cold Pockets.
I think of the lowest hanging fruit joke and they're making them. Like,
clearly
I
there's a market
understand.
For these products out there.
Is it just
He's popping them off.
Ice cream?
Oh, it's deli sandwiches.
Somehow they didn't name them Cold Pockets. They're called Deli Witch sandwiches.
Yeah.
And you thaw them out before you eat them.
Okay.
It doesn't look good
so
to
like
me.
The same thing.
I'm into it. It looks like garbage, so I want to eat it.
They say you could put one in your kid's lunchbox in the morning, and then it'll be ready to eat in 2 to 4 hours.
Yeah. Kind of like an Uncrustable, right?
Yeah, kind of like an Uncrustable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lex
no,
is right.
No, I only like Hot Pockets when I get third-degree burns from them. That's the only time I like them.
Well, if you're impatient like Brooke, you can thaw them out in the microwave. It's their very first offering that's not meant to be eaten hot. They're going to hit grocery stores nationwide by the end of the month.
Okay, but think about it. A cold ham sandwich with the cheese actually sounds really good.
Yeah, we have a lot of experimentation.
I'm into it. I'll try it for all of us.
This next laser story is out of Cash Me Outside and Inside.
Oh.
And how about that?
Oh, what?
Cash me everywhere.
It's interesting how different the answers are here. How much money do you think someone needs to make a year to officially be rich?
Ooh.
I mean, $1 million per year, right?
Are you serious?
Or like 500K per year?
I was going to say 150.
What? You're going to be rich. Like the housing market in
okay,
gas
okay,
right
okay.
now.
You're right. You're right. 300 then.
Look,
300,
okay.
I'll double
well,
it.
Let's,
I apologize.
I'm let's get to this because a new poll found your answer probably depends on how old you are. Because Gen Zers said rich people should make $394,000 a year.
Kapooya, kapooya.
Yeah, I see like that or higher.
Okay. I'm really close to Gen Z then. I said 300. I'm so young.
Like
Did you see
stupid.
How young I was?
Wow, you proved it there.
So young.
Millennials say wealthy people rake in over 721 grand.
See, that's kind of where I was like thinking. Like, it's like around $1 million.
Gen Xers say if you want to be labeled a rich person, then you need to be making at least $887,000 a year.
Yikes.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's one of those things that maybe it's like the older you get, the more like stuff you have to pay for.
Finally, baby boomers said just over $1 million a year will be just fine with me.
Oh. Yeah, baby.
So my logic is backwards.
Or you're a baby boomer and we didn't know it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care. Just give me $1 million. That's the whole point of this.
Pretty much everyone agreed. You're also rich if you've got around $1 million in savings.
Whew, yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
Other than that, 51% of people believe they'll be rich someday. And 53% said that regardless of what you've heard, money can actually buy happiness.
Yes, duh.
Which, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that's true.
It's 100%
true.
Because, I mean, sure, this guy has probably paid for some high-end Jimmy Choo's.
Yeah.
But he would be just as happy with some knockoff Adidas.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. I just want a house if anyone's listening.
It's not about the label. It's how the shoe fits. And that sound means Laser Stories come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.